Yeah, it's been huge. Just thinking back, and now it was a month there yesterday, I think, or the day before, and it was the best day ever. Like, and just chatting to a few of the lads yesterday, and everyone's kind of back training at the moment, and yeah, it's been brilliant. Just kind of thinking about how we're going to go about getting the same success next year, but it's been a great month, and it'll last now until the summer, until we're back training, and then it'll be head down again for next year.
Yeah, well, when you look at the season, is it the league win over Clontarf in the final ultimately that will stand out, or where do the highlights lie for you?
I think there was a few massive games right throughout the season that we ground out. I think the Lansdowne, beating Lansdowne away and at home and then again in the semi-final was absolutely huge for us. I remember the second when we played them in the league up there, we were defending for 10 minutes on our line and we grounded out and we won, and I thought that was a massive twist in the season for us. So that was it, like, I kind of had a feeling that like when you pull off games like that and then to go up there again in the semi-final and grind it out again, that was huge. I thought that was the biggest hump for us all year, was if we get over the semi-final playing away from home against a top quality side like Lansdowne, then like we'd be very, very confident going to the final. And obviously Clontarf were class on the day, and I suppose might have slipped up a few times and knock-ons and stuff like that, and that was a bit of luck for us. And I suppose in finals like that you need a bit of luck, and they went their way that day. It didn't go so well last year, so we needed a bit of luck and it came our way, and thankfully it worked out.
Where were you for the final play? You know, it's all over. Who'd you meet or what do you remember?
I kind of went off in a bit of a rage myself. I kind of just threw my hands in the air and I couldn't believe it. Like, it was actually the last 2 minutes of the game, felt like a full half. It was crazy. And then I saw one of the other lads, there's another fellow Nari on the team, so we kind of jumped on top of him and we were kind of like, two Naris have done it, like, so. But no, it was brilliant. And then you see all the lads and you're just kind of looking around. And I remember I won a Fraser Mac. I hadn't won any schools medals in school, so I was kind of like, is that ever going to happen? And I won a Fraser Mac when I came out of school, which was the biggest thing ever for me, and I was like, it can't get better than this. And then to win up in the Aviv, it was just it was surreal. Like, I couldn't believe it. And didn't have much time to think about it because a fella came over to me and saying, you have to talk on TV, and it all happened so fast, and before I knew it the lads were walking off the pitch. So it was kind of, it really sank in inside the dressing room. That's when it really hit home. We were just sitting around looking around and just to see all the smiles and as opposed to frowns last year. So it was a great day.
And it's obviously no surprise you had to talk on TV after that game, because for you personally it had gone so well as well, like so much of the season, Tomás.
I didn't have time to think about what I was going to say, but I suppose I didn't really mention the fact that like a lot of the success, I suppose, for me personally, came from the work of the lads. Like, and I suppose it kind of goes unseen on the bigger picture of people watching it. They don't see what the effort the lads put in, like getting the turnovers, creating the penalties, and I suppose the opportunities only arise for me because of them. So like, I have a lot to thank for there, and I don't ever really say it to them because they all know they think they're the best players ever anyway. But I in my own head, I always know I'm very grateful for the effort they put in and creating those opportunities for me. And I suppose it only those kind of man the match awards only come because of them. So huge regret for the effort they put in all year and the physical effort, because personally I don't know if I'd be up for the physical effort they put in every week, like. So
yeah, well, it's just your type of game, and while they might create the opportunities for you, Tomás, you certainly take them. And it was actually an awards lunch for Peter O'Mahony just after you'd won the league title, and Bertie Smith commented on seeing you doing your kicking practice down in Conn in the late hours. Like, the amount of time you spend on your kicking goes well beyond every training session, I imagine.
Yeah, but I don't know, I never really spoke to Johnny Holland about it a few times, about kicking and putting in the extra hours, and I think I enjoy it more than anything. It's not a burden on me, so I don't, like, when people say to you, oh, you put in so much effort, it's, I don't know, is it effort at the end of the day for me? Probably looking on, it's like, what's he up to? Is he mad out until whatever hour of the night kicking? But I kind of enjoy it. Some nights it's terrible because you're just kicking shockingly and you're saying you should just stop now. And you're
like, do you walk away when it's gone badly? Like, do you say not tonight?
I learned alright this year, because last year I had this thing where I'd kick for hours and hours, and it could be kicking so poorly, and then I would go off and I'd keep kicking until I get X amount in a row, and I'd still be kind of a bit, I suppose, I wouldn't say upset, but it was a bit like, oh, you got lucky there at the end, but you need to be more consistent kind of a thing. But, and I'd write down all whatever, but I kind of came away from that because it wasn't kind of, I wasn't really, I was going into the next session, putting myself under pressure, thinking about the last session. So this year I just kind of went out and kicked a few. If I wasn't kicking well, I just kind of say, look, just park it now and come out the next day, because I knew I was putting in enough hours to make up for it. So like, if there was one or two days that I wasn't kicking well, I knew I'd had the other three or four to make up for it. So I wasn't really as, I suppose, what's the word, kind of pressuring myself this year, but I knew, like, based on the final last year, I didn't step up to the mark on the day, and I didn't kick very vital penalties that proved costly at the end of the day. And people said to me, like, oh, look, it doesn't matter, it was a team performance, but at the end of the day, like, there was only 3 points in the game, and I left seven, I think, on the pitch. So at the end of the day, to me, that was going through my head all year, and I felt a huge amount of pressure in that. And finally, I knew, like, going through my head, every kick, I won't lie, and I will say that, like, I was thinking about last year, like, and I was saying, I have to get this, I have to get this. And
that,
like,
sounds petrifying to me.
Yeah, I don't know, is that a good way to go, but I'd imagine if there was any experience at half now listening to this that's been true, it would probably be like, what's going through his head when he's kicking the ball, because you're not supposed to think of those things. But that's personally, that's what I do. And I was like, this year when I'd mess up a few kicks, like, the lads would take the piss out of me, but like, to them it was, he's grand, like, but it actually take an effect, you know. I would care, like, and to deliver on the day and the day on that day and get the, I suppose, the 7 out of 7 was, it was real relief for the lads, more even more for me. It was just to look around and see them celebrate, knowing that, having been through what happened last year and kind of blame myself for it, it was just, it was great, like, and it was a huge satisfaction to be able to put the smile on their face. And I suppose seeing the management as well, Bicky and Kenny and Paul and two Pauls and Decky and everyone that was involved, like, it was incredible, like, and to be fair, like, they've been forever thanking me, like, you know. So it was brilliant, and I'm more than happy to put in more days like that if I can.
Yeah, well, I think I'm 3 years down now in Cork working this job, Tomás, and all my time covering Cork on the short time it is, it's always like, your role has always been huge, but I'm just intrigued by that, you know, confidence that you talk about there, and how you kind of were down on yourself after last season and working on it so hard then for this season. Was it something you were kind of conscious of, or is it just in hindsight now you can kind of see that your confidence might have been disrupted?
I've always, like, if there was one thing I backed in my game, it was always my kicking, because I always knew I covered it enough. It's very hard to cover other parts of your game, like game management, because they only come from playing games.
Yeah.
So, like, that would be one thing, like, that I've sat down with people and I've spoken to about, and I've stuff to do on that and to work on that. But I've always backed my kicking, I've always made it very personal myself. I've had fellas come in and help me, like, I had a coach up in Christians, Conor Quaid, who helped me a huge amount, very, very honest and very blunt. And I had Greg Oliver in the academy, and Ian Costello, who went away to Nottingham. So I've had fellas come in, kind of, sometimes not for long stints, but, you know, to give their help. And and as well, having Johnny Holland and Conn last year was massive as well, like, because he's very, very intelligent, very, and breaks it down very easy for me, and kind of has his own way of, he likes to kick the ball end over end, and I like to spoil it. And he won that battle right this year, but I'm going to try to go back now next year and change it around. He's a bit more involved next year, so I'll be choosing my words wisely next year with him. But the confidence side of it, from my kicking point of view, I'd back myself, like, not openly, but I would. When you're in a stage like that, you have to back yourself.
Yeah.
So there's no point in being there, like, if you're not going to back yourself. So yeah, like, other aspects of my game, I don't know, am I as confident as my kicking? But, like, hopefully now next year that'll come with the pressure of actually having won the AL and having such a good year. Maybe I'll be a bit more relaxed in the team and whatnot. But yeah, the confidence this year was a bit here and there, but, like, I suppose that happens after a year. Last year, like, yeah, the year before wasn't the greatest year, and this year then, I suppose, might have brought it up a small bit after the success towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So hopefully next year I'll be a bit more confident.
You sound to have a very mature outlook. Like, would you say that the season just passed has been, you know, like, it is your best. It has been your best, yeah.
Thinking back now, I suppose, I remember sitting down, I had countless encounters with Brian Hickey this year about, you know, he'd be very kind of, he'd be very, very, I suppose, honest with you. And personally, I love that. Not all the time, because sometimes you're just like, I don't need negativity here now. I just need to be left alone for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you can approach it during the week. But no, he'd sit down and tell me, like, you have to do this, you have to do that. And I'd go out and I'd do my best. And I suppose towards the end of the season, those things started coming through my game. And there was a patch in the middle of the season where I was playing well, and he'd tell me then, like, which would be good, like, and it's always good to hear that you're fulfilling what they want. And then towards the end of the season, then there was kind of a rough patch there just after Christmas, and I knew personally I wasn't playing well, and I was trying to fix it, and I was probably trying to overdo it. And then he'd sit me down and he'd tell me, look, you just need to do this, that, and then I'd probably, towards the end of the season, then when it needed to come out, I suppose it kind of happened, like.
And it
took a bit of time, right? But I suppose it came out at the right time, in terms of, like, it was the finals and it was this, you know, the business end of the season. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I think just how honest he is, and he's not, there's no trying to beat around the bush with him. Like, he just straight up and tells you, this needs to be done, this needs to be done. And
you got it done,
and you have to do it. So yeah, I suppose
you did. And to finish the season then as top scorer, and then the byproduct, I suppose, and even bigger one, honour, is to be the rising star of Division 1A. To get that award,
yeah,
brilliant.
It was a huge honour just even getting nominated for it. Kenny got on to me saying we were on the way up from Kinsale the day after the final, and he said to me on the bus, "So you're getting player of the year," and I was like, I was kind of like, you're go away. Like, I was like, I know what you're up to. And then he got his son on the phone, and his son then actually thought I had got it because someone put up a tweet. So Kenny was taking the piss out of me, and his son was being honest. And his son, which is like, and then his son rang me and was like, I actually thought you did. So I felt bad for his son because Kenny had him in on it, unknowns to himself. Like, so, but no, and then he got on to me then later on. I think it was, I don't know how long ago, it was 2 weeks after that. And he said, oh, you're up for a rising star there. And I was like, I hope you're not to your usual antics now. And he was like, no, he's like, you'll be getting an email there. So yeah, it was huge. Even to get nominated was massive. Some quality players in there. I know your man Tynan's out in the World Cup at the moment, and maybe he should have probably been there from the start, from the season he put in. But huge honour to be nominated, and then to be given it was even better. I don't know, was I expecting it at all? And then to have my mother up there and to actually get it was very nice, especially for her. Like, she doesn't actually go to any of my games, so she can't watch it after last year's final. She hasn't been to any this year, so it was nice to have her up there and to get that and give that to her, and she'll be delighted now polishing that in the mantelpiece at home. Like, so
yeah,
she'll be delighted.
And you kind of mentioned the other people in that bracket. I mean, Joy Carberry got it last year, and when you've had a season like you've had, Tomás, how do you feel when the conversation kind of moves towards professional rugby and that conversation?
I don't know. I kind of, people have said to me, a lot of fellas have said to me, a lot of fellas in the team, or, you know, have you got offers, have you got this, I haven't got anything put my way at all, and I suppose I haven't kind of, I didn't really think about that until the season was over. And then at that stage it's probably too late in terms of players, teams taking people in, and as well, I'm not in a huge rush, because in the bigger picture, like, I kind of sat down with people and asked them this, that and other thing, and they were like, look, you've one more year of college, you're 22, it could be the best thing you ever do if you just do another year of con, and with the weight of actually winning the LO, you could be a way more relaxed player next year, and you could show other parts of your game that you mightn't have been excelling in this year. I was kind of focusing more on my kicking last year, because I knew that would play a vital role in the whole season, and maybe next year now it might change. But in terms of professional, I haven't really thought about it. For the summer, I don't know how many times, it's out of my hands now. But next year then I'll try do my best to try put my best foot forward, and maybe it'll come, maybe it won't. It's kind of, you need a small bit of luck as well at the end of the day. You need a bit of a break and someone to take a bit of faith in you. Hopefully that'll come. I don't know. I've certainly been getting the piss taken out of me about it anyway, saying you should be playing and all this crap, but I don't know if they're all jokes or not. But yeah, I'd love to be a professional rugby player. It's always been a dream for me. So fingers crossed it might happen. But
well, I think when you announced yourself on the international stage at the under-20s with that famous kick now, and you know there was disappointments, but it's great to see that things have come back really good. Like this season has been brilliant. So, and again, you're showing a maturity and hoping to develop other aspects next season.
Yeah, like the under-20s was obviously massive. What kind of made that so big was the fact that I literally got called in 2 seconds before they went away. And yeah, that was massive, and it kind of, I suppose, it gave you a bit of publicity and whatnot. And then went into the academy, and I suppose that year we did an okay year with Con, and then at the end of the year it kind of went, it was a bit of a disappointment, but at the time it was kind of the be all and all. I was very upset, I suppose, but you kind of, as the summer went on and talking to people and talking to, I remember hearing off a couple of the players in there that they got let go and then they got brought back. I think it was John Ryan was let go from the sub academy and he got brought back then on the Vimmer contract.
Okay.
And now look where he is now. Like, so it kind of, it doesn't, there for like a split second or for like a week or two, it does kind of, the tunnel closes like and you don't see anything. But like, as you move on, like, it's not to be on and all in any way, shape or form. You just kind of put your head down and you just take in what they said to you. Because at the end of the day, like, they know, like, they have experience. They don't not like you, and they're not getting rid of you for no reason. Like, they have experience, so they have reasons.
Yeah, and it's business, and it can come down to, you know, a much bigger picture than Tomás Quinlan picture.
So you just kind of take in what they said to you and just work on it, and nothing, like, you go out the next year and the year after, you don't play you want to prove yourself, but you don't play with spite. Like, you don't overdo it, you don't try too hard. You just kind of maybe take a few boxes that they might have said you're not able to do, and you might just try to do them a bit better. Because at the time, they probably saw that I wasn't able to do them. So I went away, and the 2 years I had with Con this year, or the year last year and this year, like, they've been huge for me. They've playing 10 more regularly, and like getting the experience at that level, like, and the standard is so high. It's getting higher as well with the quality players. Like, you saw, there was 6, 7 or 8 professionals playing in the final.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention Darren Sweetenham as well, because obviously you see kind of the impact he made with Munster this season, you know, coming from the Ulster Bank League. It just goes to show the quality that is there at club rugby, because guys can make the transition to professional rugby just like that.
Yeah, like, I would have been pretty close with Sweets, I suppose. Last year we would have played in Con a good bit, and we would have kind of hung around and we would have went out together. But this year it's completely changed. Like, he's obviously excelled into something huge.
Mm-hmm.
Playing so well for Munster, and like, to see after all that happening after playing with us last year, how quickly it can turn for you. Same with Joey, like, he's on the Irish tour now, and he was playing in the Isle only a month or 13 months ago, so
yeah.
It can happen. As I said, you need someone to take faith in you, and those two lads got the chance and they took it very well. For a lot of players playing IL and playing in the big matches, if you do put in the work and you do perform, it can open up a door for you. The IL has a lot to take credit for there. Like,
absolutely. You started at the outset kind of paying credit to your teammates, which is great to hear, but I found it hilarious when I got on to Brian Hickey looking for a number to organise the interview. He said, look, initially he'll probably think it's a wind-up because basically you tend to be the butt of the joke, I think, or is it you're the wind-up merchant, which is...
Yeah, they find it funny, right, to wind me up in the team. A lot of the older lads, especially Hazard, Brian Hayes. Kenny and Vicky are renowned, I suppose. There was a couple of weeks back where... a bit before the final where he taught me the kicking session with this famous kicking coach, and I didn't know what they were up to at the time. Like, I didn't know how serious they were about these jokes they make, so I had a lot of plans in my buddies to go down to Kinsale and have a bit of a day out, like, and I kind of said to him, no, look, I committed to this, and I was trying to get out of his hell during the day because I was kind of copping that it might be a joke. And he was like, no, it's not, you have to bring this, and he's texting me all these things I have to bring and all this crack. And I was like, alright, so I turned up in Conn, and Kenny comes driving in his car and starts beeping and saying all sorts of stuff to me, and you know, you can only imagine. And
there
then,
was no kicking
call. No. And then I got Vicky back, alright, but I got one of the lads to who played prop, Liam O'Connor, to text him saying that he's injured and he's out for the weekend. And I'm sure he'll deny it now, like, but he was up the walls over that. And Kenny played along with it, telling him that he was on to the Munster manager, saying, what's the story here? And Vicky was all over the place. And ever since now, he's always kind of mocked the two of us, telling us that we're Norries and you're never supposed to come over to this outside again, only for training and playing with Conn. So I know, it's brilliant, though. I suppose it makes it a bit more enjoyable, like, but I'm always worrying out the two of them, like, so I never trust them again, I don't think.
You seem like a really tight group, and I imagine with all the success, you've had a couple of good nights together, bonding over the success.
It was very, very cool week after. A lot of things happened in the week. Kenny invited me up to the Rowan O'Gara kind of after thing up in Conn, so I got to meet him and had a few words with him, and it was pretty cool. And kind of just mingling with all the people up there, and then they threw a few days for us, and it was huge. Like and the Conn ball as well. We had a Conn ball. It was planned for the whole year, for the 125 year anniversary, but as soon as we won the final, it turned into a victory ball.
Of course.
So it got that bit more messier, but it was incredible. It was a great night, and you could see how much it meant to all the Alcatraz properly that night. We didn't get much time to spend with them, you know, and enjoy with them, but that night we did, and you could see it meant a whole lot to them, if not more to them than us. Like, it was the be all and end all for them. So that was very nice, and talking to them properly and sitting down and chatting about it, and then them telling you, like, oh, you went to Dublin 3 weeks in a row and you won, like, and come away with two cups, like, and winning the same final, he goes, that's unheard of, like. And then it starts sinking in, like, that you're actually after doing something pretty impressive, and you kind of, I suppose, you just kind of sit there and you smile and you take it all in, like. But yeah, it was the great week after. Incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
And just as you mentioned, meeting Ronan O'Gara, like, presumably as a young Cork boy rugby player, you were, you know, he was somebody he massively looked up to.
Yeah, definitely. I was only talking to my mother the other day about it. I was telling her that he's gone away with the Irish thing, and how cool that would be, like, for the likes of Joey, like, getting, I suppose, kicking coach and talking to him about game management and all that stuff. And yeah, he's definitely a fellow I've always looked up to, and, like, he's always shown a bit of bottle as well, and him playing with Cork Conn makes that bit cooler, like. And yeah, he was one fellow that I always kind of strive to be, like, and I wanted to kind of follow in his footsteps. Yeah, I don't know, that hasn't happened yet, like, but maybe someday it might.
You're still only 22.
Exactly.